Yom Tov Shechal Liyoter Shabbos. When Yom Tov comes out on Friday, so Lo Yivashel Batchilo Mi Yom Tov LeShabbos. You're not allowed to cook on Friday on Yom Tov for Shabbos. Batchilo, you're not allowed to set out on Friday to cook food for Shabbos. This is talking about if you did not make an Erev Tashilin. As Mikra Din, without an Erev Tashilin, with the Rabbanan upon him, you're not allowed to cook from Yom Tov for Shabbos. So Lo Yivashel Batchilo Mi Yom Tov LeShabbos. But you're allowed to cook for today. It's Friday morning, it's Yom Tov in the morning. You're allowed to cook for the sud you need today. And if you be a little bit smart, you'll add a little bit more. V'yim hoyser hoyser. If you have leftover, the leftover is hoyser l'shabbos. That you're allowed to use for Shabbos. In other words, without an erev tashlum, you're not allowed to cook directly for Shabbos. But you're allowed to cook. You're allowed to cook on Friday for Friday, and the leftover you leave for Shabbos. So Rashi says, "Lo yivashu batchilo, liyoy tchilas bishula v'yikru l'shem Shabbos el l'shem Yom Tov yei tchilas bishula." You're only allowed to cook on Friday, l'kavod Yom Tov. V'yamishuyer, what's left over yei l'Shabbos, k'natoni v'yozel. Av mavashu l'Yom Tov, v'loy haroma k'natoni l'kamon. It is without haroma. You're not allowed to have in mind, maybe, not like I said before, you're not allowed to have in mind to add a lot in order to have left over. You have to cook now for what you need today for Friday. But you don't have to be a mitzamtzim exactly. If you have a little bit left over, so the leftover you could use for Shabbos. Right now, the oyser tavshil me'erev yom tiv, you can make a tavshil. This is somebody that makes an erev tashilin. If you make an erev tashilin, you can make a tavshil, make a food, a dish, me'erev yom tiv, an erev yom tiv, v'saymech olav l'shabbos, and you could rely on this dish, on this erev tashilin, to be able to eat it for Shabbos. Eat it for Shabbos will be good. Beishamayim Beishamay says, what do you need for an Erev Tashilin? You need Shnei Tashilin. You have to have two different dishes, two different foods you have to have for an Aruva Tashilin. Or Beisiloyim Beisilu says, Tashilechet. It's enough just to have one Tashil, one food. One egg is enough. Like the many gifts, to use one hard boiled egg, that's enough for an Erev Tashilin. We also have a Matzrul, so we'll soon see why. But Beisilu holds enough to have one Tashil, one cooked food is enough for an Erev Tashilin. Fishovin, both Beisham and Beisilu both agree, v'dag u'beit t'sholov. If you have a fish, that when you fry the fish, you fry it with eggs. So you have the eggs on top of the fish, shein shnei tashilin. That is considered two tashilin, two different foods. As don't think since it's cooked together, baked together, it's like one food. So according to the Beisham, it would not be good. No, Beisham is also moida l'maisa, you have fish here, and you have eggs here. It's considered two different tashilin, that's enough, aruve tashilin. Ochlu, what happened if you ate up the Erev? In other words, before Friday, before Erev, before Yom Tov, you ate up the Erev. Or Yishova, there also got lost. So when it comes now Friday in the morning, when you want to cook on Yom Tov now, Friday, for Shabbos, and you don't have the Erev Tashilin anymore, it is Lo Yivashel Olov. You're not allowed to cook on it anymore. It's as if you don't have an Erev Tashilin. Lo Yivashel Olov Batchila. Batchila can't be Semer on this Erev Tashilin because you don't have it. V'yim Shayim Imenu Kolshu. Let's say you have a little bit left over though. Metchila, you made the Erev Tashilin. You made the size of the kezayis that you need. You made that Erev Yom Tov. Let's say Yom Tov is Thursday and Friday. So on Wednesday, the way you're supposed to, you made the Erev Tashilin. At that time, you left over a kezayis of fish. And now when it came Friday in the morning, you only have a little bit of the fish left over. But as long as something is left over from the Erev Tashilin, same mechalov l'Shabbos. You're allowed to rely on that little bit that's left over, and you could cook on Friday for Shabbos, b'smach that Erev Tashilin. This is halacha. If you have an Erev Tashilin, then you're allowed to cook on Friday for Shabbos, on Yom Tov for Shabbos. Without an Erev Tashilin, you're not allowed to cook on Friday Yom Tov, l'kavod Shabbos. So Gemara says, "Minohan imili." How do we know this? So Rashi learns, "Lav dafkin mikro yalef." We're not really learning it out from Sukkim, because we know the Erev Tashilin, the Rabbanan, it's only a mitzvah, the Rabbanan Erev Tashilin. Where would Rabbanan stomach, where's the asmachta that Rabbanan found an asmachta from the pasuk to say it's also to cook from Yom Tov, look for Kavod Shabbos, and therefore you have to have an Erev Tashilin. Now exactly why is it mutim midiraisa? It's a machlokes two terutzim in Tosfos. One terutz of Tosfos is the reason why it's mutim midiraisa is because we say hoyo. We say hoyo, the boy ikle orchim, therefore you're allowed to cook. In other words, on Yom Tov, midiraisa is a svar of hoyel. You're allowed to cook on Yom Tov. even for the next day, for the weekday, because it's possible that later on in the day of Yom Tov, you'll get some guests over your house, and you use the food for Yom Tov. So since it's possible that the food could be used for Yom Tov, there's no issur midrashis of cooking on Yom Tov for the next day. So midrashis of Yom Tov is Friday, you're allowed to cook on Friday for Shabbos. Because it's a day of Hoyel. Hoyel, Yiboy Yimitl Le'orchim. Maybe you'll have some guests come over in the afternoon, therefore midrashis of it's mutter. It's only midrashis that it's also to cook from Yom Tov to the next day. So midrashis, the Rabbanon will mistak in an Erev Tavshilin. If you prepare a food before Yom Tov, then we say, like, it's not really considered like you're cooking on Yom Tov for Shabbos, but it's considered like you started the cooking Erev Yom Tov. You have this fish that you cooked Wednesday, Erev Yom Tov. Now on Friday, when you want to continue cooking from Friday for Shabbos, we say you're just continuing the cooking, so therefore it doesn't look like you're cooking directly for tomorrow for Shabbos. So the Rabbanon, though, they will make you to cook from Friday to Shabbos if you have an Erev Tavshilin. The other Svarot Tais says, if you don't hold from Hoyl, it's Machlekes Rab and Rav Chisda, the Gemara Pesach, maybe hold from the Svarot of Hoyl or not. The other man, the Yom, says, no, if you cook from Yom Tov for Hoyl, for the next day, you get Malkus. You don't hold from the Svarot of Hoyl. So if you don't hold from the Svarot of Hoyl, that means on a regular Yom Tov, if you cook now the covered Mocher, which is Hoyl, so it's Malkus, the Nisidi Raisa. So why, Midi Raisa, are you allowed to cook on a Friday, which is Yom Tov, for tomorrow with the Shabbos? So Tais says the other svar you have to say midiraisa. The svar is tzorche Shabbos nasa be Yom Tov. Then midiraisa, you're allowed to cook for Shabbos on Yom Tov. In other words, Yom Tov and Shabbos like one kedusha, like one day. So just like Yom Tov, you're allowed to cook for today Yom Tov, you're allowed to cook for tomorrow Shabbos also. It's only also midiraisa to cook from today on Yom Tov for Chol for a weekday, but to cook from a Yom Tov to a Shabbos, that's muti midiraisa. Midirabbanan it's also. So now the Gemara wants to know how come the Rabbanan said it's also. Why did the Rabbanan say that it's also? So the Yom HaKruah, the Pasuk says, Zochar es Yom HaShabbos HaKadoshoy. That means Zochreyu, remember, we dash in an Asmachta, remember it, Zochreyu, Me'acha Shabbos HaShkichoy. Maybe you come to forget the Shabbos, so in order not to forget the Shabbos, we want you to do something to remember the Shabbos. So Rashi says, Zochar, Ein Tchirela V'dovar Meshtakach. Remember something that you may forget. That means Zachreya Miyakash Bolish Tat Lashkichai. Remember Shabbos, because maybe you come to forget it. Kishaboy Yom Tov Era Shabbos. In the case that Yom Tov is Friday, Korev Shabbos Lashtakach. In such a case, it's possible you forget about Shabbos. Machmas Yom Tov, because Friday is Yom Tov. Shemar Beb Sudas Hayom. You can have Geshmak and Big Sudas on Yom Tov. Vienna Manichel Shabbos. You forget to leave over some food for Shabbos. Le'elach Vaydoi. Therefore, Vezir Chakosat Her warns you, Lizachreya, to remember it. When a person makes an Erev Tavshilin on Wednesday, Erev Yom Tov, and the purpose of the Erev Tavshilin is to know that there's going to be a Shabbos soon, and you want to be able to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos, Nimsa Shezoichroi, you'll come to remember Shabbos. Like, what's the purpose you're making the Erev Tavshilin? Only because you know soon there's going to be a Shabbos, and you want to be able to cook from Friday for Shabbos, so you remember today is Shabbos. So therefore, on Yom Tov itself, you won't finish up all the food you have, but you leave over some food to be able to eat on Yom Tov. This is the Asmachta of such an Inyan to make an Erev Tavshilin. This is not the Easter why you're not allowed to cook. This is just a Svara and Asmachta to make an Erev Tavshilin. Now the Gemara says, my timer. So Rashi says, Loma Tiknu Erev, Kruah Vadilav Erev Mishtoi. This Pasuk for sure is not talking about an Erev Tavshilin. The Pasuk is talking about Zachreu Alayayin to make Kiddush on wine. So, my timer, why was Rabbonim Asakim with Rabbonim? With what's their svara to make an Erev Tavshilin? True, the Asmachta is from the Pasuk Zachos Yom HaShabbos. But the Rabbanim have to have a reason why they would go to make the Erev Tavshilin. So what's the reason why? So it's a Machlokes. On my Rabbah says, like we had the svara just before, Kadesh Yavara Mona Yofel HaShabbos, or Mona Yofel Yom Tov. We want to make sure you're going to have enough food to eat on Shabbos and on Yom Tov. So therefore we want, before Yom Tov starts, to remember that there's going to be a Shabbos soon. Yom Tov is Thursday and Friday, and then there's a Shabbos. So we want you to make sure now on Thursday and Friday you know there's going to be a Shabbos, not to finish all your food, but to make sure you'll have food left over for Shabbos. So that's why the Rabbanan said, make an Erev Tavshilin now that will make you remember yourself, leave over food for Shabbos. Rav Ashi says, Kedei Sheyomu, people should say, Ein Oifin Me Yom Tov LeShabbos. That without an Erev Tavshilin, you should know, you're not allowed to even cook from a Yom Tov to a Shabbos. So people will learn out from this, Kal V'Chayma, for sure, to sure, Me Yom Tov L'Chayom, that you're not allowed to cook from a Yom Tov to a Chayom. In other words, according to Rav Ashi, it's not a svara to remember Shabbos, al kedushas haShabbos, but it's a svara in Yom Tov. We don't want you to do malacha on Yom Tov. So we don't want you to come to cook on a regular Yom Tov for the next day of Chol, for a weekday. So we tell you, when Friday is Yom Tov, and you want to cook now Friday to Shabbos, make an Erev Tashilin. In order that a person would know, without the Erev Tashilin, I'm not allowed to even cook from a Friday to a Shabbos. So for sure, I can't cook from a Yom Tov to a weekday. So Rashi says it's a svara in the Yom Tov, that's why we want you to make an Erev Tashilin. Verse says, Tanan, we learned, Oy se tav shomer of Yom Tov. A person has to make a food, a dish, before Yom Tov. V'saymech olov l'Shabbos. And that's the Erev Tashilin, and you could rely on this dish to be able to cook for Shabbos. So Moses says, Bishleim of Rav Ashi, it's very good according to Rav Ashi the Yomar. Kidei sheyomu, people should say, Ein oifin mi Yom Tov l'Shabbos, that you would not come to cook from Yom Tov to a Shabbos. We want to teach the people you're not allowed to cook from Yom Tov to a weekday. And therefore, the only way you can cook from Yom Tov to a Shabbos is you make an Erev Tashilin. Is Haino, therefore, it's good to Erev Yom Tov in, for Yom Tov loy. You can only make the Erev Tashilin on a weekday, on Erev Yom Tov, and not on Yom Tov itself. Because no heter is, it's considered like you started to cook on the weekday. So all you're doing now is just continuing. But to start to cook new on Yom Tov for Chol, that's awesome. So therefore, the Erev Tashilin has to be done Erev Yom Tov. And you can't do it on Yom Tov itself. As people should remember, you're not allowed to start cooking on Yom Tov. You can't start cooking on Yom Tov for Shabbos, so for sure they won't come to start cooking on a Yom Tov for a Chol. And the only reason why you're allowed to cook on a Friday for a Shabbos is if you made an Erev Tashilin. So it's very good why the Erev Tashilin has to be before Yom Tov. But Elul Rava, but according to Rava's time, Elul Rava, my era me Erev Yom Tov. How come the din is you're supposed to put the Erev Tashilin on Wednesday, Erev Yom Tov, afil b'Yom Tov Nami? Why can't you make the Erev Tashilin even on a Thursday, even on Friday itself? Even if Yom Tov is Thursday and Friday, why can't you make the Erev Tashilin on Friday itself? And why? Because according to Rava, what's the svara of an Erev Tashilin? That you should remember Shabbos and don't finish up all your food today on Yom Tov, but make sure you leave over some portions, some food to eat tomorrow. So the main thing is, like before you have your Suda Friday in the morning, make the Erev Tashilin to remind you to leave over food for Shabbos. So why do you have to make the Erev the mitzvah is? To do it Erev Yom Tov, why can't you do it on Yom Tov? The Gemara says, Ein Ochinami. Really it's true. According to Ravi, you should be able to make the Erev Tashilin on Yom Tov itself. Ella, the reason why we can't, we have to do it Erev Yom Tov, it's the Gzeirah. Rabbana made a Gzeirah, Shem Yiposha. We're afraid maybe the person will be a Pasheya. That means they'll forget to make the Erev Tashilin. So some say it's Lav Dafka Pasheya, it's even Oynes. But we're afraid if you rely to the last second to make the Erev Tashilin on Yom Tov, maybe you won't make it. And then we don't want you, we want you to make the Erev Tashilin. Therefore we tell you you have to do it before. The Rashi says, Hema Yivsha, Yishkach Lo Yarev Mishum Detarit. That's the Svarim. It's on Yom Tov itself. You're very busy. Yom Tov, you're busy. So if you're going to wait to make the Erev Tashilin on Yom Tov itself, we're afraid you'll forget. Mashenk and Erev Yom Tov, no, Basta spoke Faket, really. Erev Yom Tov were very busy. A lot of Tirchas Erev Yom Tov. Comes Yom Tov, Yom Manuch, it's okay. No. But for them, they're busy Yom Tov. So they have to rely on Yom Tov in the morning. Stam Lamol, they used to cook in Yom Tov in the morning for Yom Tov. So they have to start cooking on Yom Tov. It was a lot of Tirchas to remember to make the Erev Tashilin. So therefore, the Gzera was to make an Erev Yom Tov. Another Bryce that says another smachta, where we know to make an Erev Tashilin. The pasuk says, Eisasher to Eifu, Eifu. What you want to bake, bake. V'esasher to Vashlu, Bashelu. Whatever you want to cook, cook. That you're supposed to cook and bake before Shabbos. As Mikan Om of Mirus learned, Mikan Om of Lezer, Ein Eifin El Al Ofui. At certain times, you're not allowed to bake unless something was baked before. V'ein Mevashton El Al Mahushal. You could only cook if you have something cooked before. Mikan samchuk mirachin asmachdom, mikan samchuk hachamim leruba tavshilim in a Torah. This is the mock in the Torah where there's such an inyan that you bake something before Yom Tov. Now that something baked, when it comes to Yom Tov, you're allowed to bake further on Yom Tov for Shabbos. Or you cook something before Shabbos, before Yom Tov, kadeh that on Yom Tov now you'll be able to cook vaitan lekavod Shabbos. So that's the inyan of Erev Tashil, like we said before. An Erev Tashilin is a pshat, is considered like you started to cook on Erev Yom Tov, on Chol. So now when you're cooking on Friday, the Kavod Shabbos, it's not considered like you started now to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos, instead of you just continuing your cooking that you started from the chol, from Wednesday. So you're continuing now Wednesday's cooking. So Wednesday's cooking is the chol weekday cooking. Therefore you're allowed to cook on Yom Tov on Friday for Shabbos. But the Rabbanim wanted us to be nicker that you're not allowed to cook on Stama Yom Tov for tomorrow for chol. It only is mutter here because you already started to cook before him. This is Yesmachta Toefu Eifu Tavashlu Vashelu. There's such an Indian of cooking for something that you already started to cook before. Tana Rabbanim. Myself, Rebbe Eliezer, show you Yoshev, Deres Kol Yom Kula Vilchas Yom Tov. On Yom Tov itself, he used to give a drasha right after davening in the morning. He didn't go home to eat the suda yet, but they went to hear a drasha. So Yosef Lekasur Shoyne, the Rebbe Eliezer was saying shiur too long, so the first bunch of people got up and left. They went home to have their suda. As Yosef Lekasur Shoyne, the first bunch got up, is almost Rebbe Eliezer said on them, Halolu Balei Pitzim. Pitzim, I said, that's like a big barrel of wine. In other words, it's a big bala taiva. They can't stand to sit and learn Torah so much. The shir is too long. They have to go home and eat their food. Then a little while later, kashaniya, the second bunch of talmidim got up and left the shir. Right, it was going too long. They want to have the suda. It's almost like Rabbi said, halolo bali chavius. These people know they're going home to eat a barrel of wine. Not the biggest genre. They're not the biggest bala taivas, but they've gone to find a bala taivas also. They can't stay for shir. They have to go home and drink the wine. Kashlish, then the third group of people got up. Omer, he said, halolo bali kadin. That's even a small thing, like a pitcher. These people are like pitchers, and they also not so gefelach, but they can't wait at the end of the year. They have to go home and eat now. Kasrevias, the fourth kas got up. Omer, halolo bali leginim. That's even a small one, like a jar, a glass. Kas chamishas, the fifth group. Omer, halolo bali kaisas. These are little kaisas, cups. These are people that have to drink the cups of wine. Then it came from the last group that were left. Mamash, the last people that were left, they also started to get up. He was still studying his shiur. And the last group of Tavidim started to get up. Omar Rebbe said, halolo balameira, you're the fellow. If you leave now, you deserve to get a curse. And Rashi says, well, nobody left. You have nobody left. Terrible. The Rebbe should stay in shiur, and nobody's there. Is not the name of the Tavidim. So the Rebbe, Mamash, looked at Tavidim angry. It says, Chilu Pnei Mishtanim. Their face and mamas turned red, white. They got scared. The Rebbe was angry at them. Omalem, the Rebbe said to them, Bini, my children, Loi Lachem Ani Yoyme. I'm not really angry at you. Elala Lolo Shiyotz. I'm angry at the Tamidim that have already left. That couldn't stand to the end of the Shia. Shemenichem Chai Yoylem. They're leaving over Oylem Abo, the real life. V'yoyskem Chai Yishor. What are they doing? They're going home to eat. That's the things to keep you going on this world. But they're leaving over the Shia, the Torah, which is Chai Yoylem Abo. So Bishas, Bishas Patirosan, Omalehem. Now when the last, so I says the last Kastan stood to the end of the Shir. Another hour where they stood. So finally at the end of the Shir, Bishas Patirosan, when he finally finished the Shir, Omalehem, the Rebbe told him, Rebbe Lezer told him, Lechu, go, ichlu, mashman, and eat good food. Ushasum, amtak, and drink sweet things. Bishulcha, monas, lehe, nochenloi. And send portions to people that don't have it. Ki kodesh, shayyom, adenenu. Today is Kedushas Hayoyim. Don't be sad. Ki chedvas Hashem imuschem. The chedvas Hashem, the simcha you have in the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's our whole strength. Gemara Mol Dashin this on Rosh Hashanah. Priya Mashma is going some on the Yom Tov also. Omar Maris, before we learned that Rebbe Lezer told him that he was angry at the Talmidim, Shemenichem Chayelim, the leaving over Oilam Abod, leaving over learning of the Torah, V'yoskin B'chayisho, they ran home to do what? To have a Suda, which is only a Chayisho, take care of your needs on this world. For the Gemara, V'asimchas Yom Tov Mitzvah, they didn't stop going to eat to press, they went out to do a mitzvah. Chur Mitzvah is also Chayelim, you're doing mitzvahs. They're supposed to learn Torah, but not last night, they have to do mitzvahs. So what's wrong? They went home to eat, to do a mitzvah. So in the Gemara, Reb Lezer goes according to his sheet, his own svara. The Yomar he holds Simchas Yom Tov Rishus. The mitzvah tida on Yom Tov is the Rishus. It depends if you want to, you're allowed to, but there's no real mitzvah to do it. He holds there's no chiyuv tid. The Tanya we learned, Reb Lezer Weiner, Ein lo liyodim b'Yom Tov. A person if he wants to, he could only do on Yom Tov. Ella oy oichel b'shoyse. Either if the person wants to, he could eat and drink the whole day. So it's not that you eat the whole day, but it means you could do both on this time. Or Yoshev Shoina. This is the Chiddush. Or else he holds, you can sit and learn Torah the whole day. If you want to, you're allowed to sit and learn Torah the whole day. There's no mitzvah simple Yom Tov. You can sit and learn the whole day. Rabbi Yeshua, we hold the law of Rabbi Yeshua. No, the mitzvah is chokeyu. You have to divide Yom Tov and half. Chetziv Lashem v'chetziv Lachem. Half is Lashem davening and learning, and half is Lachem with a suda and sleeping. Omer Rabbi Yechon. So therefore, Rabbi Lazar Shitasi held that close the mind you're learning Torah, there's no need to run home to eat. So he was angry why they ran home to eat. Omer Rabbi Yechon. Ushnei Mikrecha Dosher. Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Lazar both dash in the same posik. Kosa Vechonayim. One posik says, Atzeres Lashem Lekecha. Shavuos is Atzeres Lashem. It's Mamish Lashem and not for you. Or Kosa Vechonayim. Another posik says, Atzeres Tielachem. No, Shavuos should be for you. Atzeres Tielachem. Okay, so how does it come out? Rabbi Lezer Savar, it's up to you. Oy kulu Lashem. If you're such a person that you could learn Torah the whole day, you have a right to be Atzeres Lashem Lekecha. You can make the whole day of Yom Tov only Lashem Lekecha. Oy kulu Lachem. If you're not a person that could learn Torah the whole day, then you have a right to Atzeres Lachem, the Yom Tov could be for you also, you could also eat. If you have Yeshua Savar, Rabbi Yeshua answers the theory like this. The pasuk means no both. Chol Keyu, you have to divide up the day. Chetzi of Lashem, Lechetzi Lachem. Half of the day of Yom Tov is for davening and learning, and half is feeding. For the Mara Mailiye Nochenoi, the Pasuk says you should give monos. V'sholchu monos Le Nochenoi. What does it mean Le Nochenoi? The people that don't have it. What do you mean you should send presents, food to someone that doesn't have it? Omar Rav Chizda Lamish Leyaniach Aruba Tashilun. It means a person that forgot to leave an Erev Tashilun before Yom Tov, so he is not allowed to cook now on Friday for Shabbos. So when it comes tomorrow on Shabbos, it doesn't have what to eat. So such a person has a mitzvah for you to give him to eat. Ika diarmi, some say, mi shaloi hoyuler laniach erev tashilun. So we're talking about somebody that did not have to leave an erev tashilun. In other words, either the question means he was an oinus, he forgot about it, he was too torrid, he was pote, he was an oinus, he didn't leave an erev tashilun. Ava mi shaloi laniach erev tashilun, v'loi aniach, but somebody that was supposed to leave the erev tashilun, and he didn't leave it, that's Pasheyu. He's called a Pasheyu. If I can't, you shouldn't make an Erev Tashilun. You shouldn't send him food. In other words, since he was a Pasheyu, he did not do the Erev Tashilun. He knew about it and he's supposed to do it. And Master Bemezid, he went and did not make the Erev Tashilun. Such a person, if I can't, you should not send him food. Since he was a Pasheyu, let him go without food. Son. But my ki chedvas Hashem hi muscham. What does it mean, chedvas Hashem, the happiness of the Yom Tov is our strength? Omer Rabbi Yechonim Shem Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shimon. Omer them HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Klal Yisrael, V'ni, my children, love your life. Lend money from me, it means on my cheshbin. V'kid shu kedusha sayayim. And go make kedusha shiyomtif. Because even if you don't have money now, go borrow money from somebody. And rely that I'll pay you back the money. V'heminu bi have trusted me, V'ani parei, I'll pay you back. This is the famous Gemara. The Yomer Rabbi Yechonim Shem Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shimon. Haroitzish, no, next tomorrow, this was an incident. The Omer of Yechon, Yeshua said, Haroitzish Yishkaim Munachosiv. We'll soon see the next Gemara about this. This is another Gemara. That Haroitzish Yishkaim Munachosiv. Somebody wants that his fields should be Miskayim, should keep it. Nobody should come to steal it. Nobody should take it away from him. Is how do you make sure that the fields will stay under your Rishus? Is Yitavem Adr. Plant this big tree called the Adr. This big tree will make sure it remains by you. Rashi's Yitavem Adr, Ilan Choshev, it's a very Choshev tree. Yeshla Shein Lemrochet, everybody knows about it. The Yomim people say, Ploini Yeshla Yadav Esneil. Everybody's going to know this is your field. Because they heard about that you planted this tremendous tree in your field, so everybody knows now it's a shame that the field belongs to you. So nobody let it come and steal it from you. Anybody comes and steal it from you, everybody will tell him, hey, what do you mean you're stealing from the guy? Everybody knows this field belongs to Reuven. Reuven planted this big tree there. If you go away, people can't take it. Everybody knows it belongs to you. So kids, if you want your field to stay in your rishus, plant this big gigantic tree there. Shenem the pasuk says, Adir b'amorim Hashem. Kloina, she'adir lashin kiyam v'chizik, l'gaz nikra adir. Like, b'amorim Hashem is the strength, but adir means something that remains a long time. In Amino, the pshat is Adra Kishmei. It means like its name. What does it mean, Kishmei, like its name? Because the Amino means like people say, my Adra, what does Adra mean? The Kaimel Doradori, something that remains from generation to generation. So in other words, this tree is a tremendous big tree, so everybody knows the field belongs to you, so this field will stay in your reshus from one generation to another generation. Nobody can come and take it away from you. Tanya Nam Yochum, we learned of this also, that Sadish Yesh Payadim, you have a field that has this big tree there, ain't an exelus. Yishno, nobody will be able to steal it away from you. Because everybody knows it belongs to you. V'yena nechmesis, they can't even like push it away from you. Chamsin Rashi says, is Yoyev Dimei, somebody forces you to sell it. And I'll give you the money and say, either give it to me or I'll shoot you. So kids, so the guy gives you the money and forces you to sell it to him. People won't be able to do that here either. Because afterwards, if you go away, tomorrow you'll be able to go to Beis Din and tell everybody, you know, this was my field, I had the adah there, you know about it, and this guy forced me to do it. So the kids, if you have this adah tree there, everybody will know this is your field, they won't give it away from you. Who are then the Paris of Mishtamrim? Because you put it on the boundary, so people can't get in to steal it. And Tony, Rashi says, they'll protect the fruits from the worms. Shereach oisei zerem avrichim. I bet, because the smell that comes out of the seeds of this tree throws away the insects. For Hogan, it kills them. So kiss, if you grow this tree there in your fields, the odor of the tree will kill out all the insects, so the tfuah will grow better also. So kiss, if you want to have a nice, healthy field, the best thing is to plant this tree, the other tree. Noatoni Rav Tachlipa Achva the Rav Noi. Rav Tachlipa, the brother of Rav Noi Chuzoi, said like this, that you should know, Kol Mizoi Noisam Shel Odom Kitzuvim Loim Rosh Hashanah V'Yad Yom Kippurim. From Yom Kippur,